It's a struggle many staffing firms have. Should I stay in my niche or be everything to everyone? And that's exactly what we'll be talking about this week on Secrets of Staffing Success with Scott Samuels from Horizon Hospitality. Today's episode is brought to you by Haley Marketing Group. If you're like most staffing firms, finding good candidates right now is a major struggle. At Haley Marketing, we have a number of tools that will help you recruit both active and passive candidates, drive more traffic to your job board, and increase applications. To learn more, give us a call at 888-696-2900.
Welcome to Secrets of Staffing Success from Haley Marketing. Candid conversations with innovators and thought leaders in the staffing and recruiting industries. Your host for Secrets of Staffing Success is Todd Lewandowski. And now, here's Todd.
Our guest this week on Secrets of Staffing Success is the former president of the Missouri and Kansas Search and Staffing Association, and he is also the CEO of Horizon Hospitality. He's Scott Samuels. Scott, thank you so much for joining us this week.
My pleasure.
What we like to do here is have our guests give us their quick 60-second elevator pitch about Horizon Hospitality. So tell us all about what you guys do.
Absolutely. We just celebrated our 20th year anniversary. I'm proud to say that our firm specializes in nationwide search for the hospitality industry, specifically hotels, resorts, restaurants, country clubs, casinos, senior living facilities. So where our niche is hospitality. Our focus is mid-management to executive level searches. Our corporate headquarters is based in Overland Park, Kansas. We have currently have 24 team members, 18 of which are based in our corporate office in Kansas. And then we have a regional office in West Palm Beach, Florida, and Scottsdale, Arizona. Each of those offices have three team members. All of our team members are employees of our company who work out of professional offices. They're not home-based. We are not a franchise, nor do our employees work in the home-based offices. All of our recruiters are professionals or have professional experience within the hospitality industry. About 80% of our searches are engaged or retained searches. And we're also part of the Sanford Rose Network of Offices, which is the ninth largest search firm in the world. And there are approximately 100 offices that are part of the network. And we are the only hospitality search firm within that group.
And how did you yourself get started in the staffing industry?
You know, it's funny because I never thought that this is where my career would lead me. But after about 18 years in working in various facets of the hospitality industry, graduating with a degree in hotel and restaurant management, I got to the point where I was working so hard for other people, other companies, and I felt like if I was able to dedicate the time and energy to my own business, that I could be very successful. And so I was at that point, at the juncture in my career, after having worked for major hotel companies and restaurant groups and country club companies, that I had to figure out what I wanted to do for the next phase of my life. And ironically, the last three jobs I had in the industry, I was placed by three different search firms. So my experience was on a candidate side, and I thought, wow, this could be a really interesting career path. And I had absolutely no experience doing it, but, you know, you're looking from the outside in, you're thinking, well, it's got to be pretty easy. All they're doing is finding candidates and matching them with clients, and, you know, what could be difficult about this? So with my a little bit of naiveness, I got into this business and really jumped in with both feet. I started with leveraging my contacts, people I'd worked in the industry, and asking them to give me an opportunity to show them what I could do for them. And slowly but surely, things grew. And it was a lot of learning by trial and error. I didn't have any mentors to speak of. So I only knew what I knew within my four walls when I started in the industry. So I think I probably made a lot more mistakes than I, and maybe had a lot more failures than successes, but I think the successes I did have, I continued to grow on those.
Well, you do have that unique perspective of actually being a candidate in this industry, and I'm wondering, how much has the candidate experience changed since then?
Yeah, I thought a lot about that, and I don't, I guess I would answer that as highly talented candidates continue to be a commodity. Mm. I don't think that's changed much in the 20 years that I've been doing this. The best candidates are still not on job boards, although that's changed a lot in 20 years, but they're not actively looking. You've got to go out and find them. And companies come to our firm because they want us to find those unique candidates that they can't find on their own. So obviously the internet has had a significant change over the past 20 years, and there are many resources available now for candidates to market themselves that they never had before. But, the other thing is, it's interesting because the experience, I think, with candidates has become less personal just because of the communication has shifted from what only used to be phone conversations now to emails and texts. And I think that lack of personal communication, also translates to families where you can go out to dinner and see, family of four and they're all on their phones. So I think the communication piece has been lost a little bit. And it's really important for us to develop those relationships. And the only way you could do that is by talking to someone and engaging them in conversations. It can't really happen over email or over text.
We mentioned at the beginning of the show about being in that hospitality niche. And I'm assuming over the many years you guys have been asked to fill other roles too. And I know you guys have stuck to your guns and stayed in hospitality. And I'm wondering, what are the advantages or even disadvantages of being in a niche industry like you guys are?
Hospitality niche is enormous. Mm. And so there are niches within the niche that we have to determine what makes the most sense. When you look at the different aspects or facets of the hospitality industry nationwide, and you're talking about restaurants, hotels, resorts, country clubs, casinos, cruise lines, amusement parks, entertainment companies, catering companies, event planning companies, convention centers. I could go on and on, but my point is that it's a niche industry, and we have to carve out a niche within that niche, because if we tried to focus on every single aspect of hospitality, I think the value of what we do would be lost. However, I think one of the biggest advantages or benefits of our firm is that we have diversified, and our core business is within the larger segments of the hospitality industry. So there's a lot of candidate sharing between restaurants and hotels and country clubs. And that's pretty much been our core business for the past 20 years.
In the hospitality industry, I know especially that reputation and testimonials are very important to candidates and to recruiters and to businesses. How did you go from a few bad reviews many years ago to now almost 800 reviews on your website and a 4.8 out of 5 overall rating? That's huge. Those numbers we do not see very often in this industry.
Yeah, that's been a big focus of ours. And we're talking on the candidate side because we also obviously value our clients and company testimonials. But from a candidate standpoint, we realize that, a candidate is a future client and that we have to be taking care of those individuals at the highest level. And the only way with our team as large as it is now that we can maintain a check and balance was to create a system through a reputation management campaign where when we work with a candidate, they're sent an evaluation form about their experience with us every month, and they're asked to rate us. And it gives us the ability to understand where we succeeded, where we may have failed, and also keeps our team members accountable to making sure they give a good experience to every candidate that we interact with, because if they don't, it's going to come back in a review. And the reviews all come to me. I read them all. We'll respond back to candidates that our review may not be that favorable with, and we'll do some troubleshooting if we have issues that are consistent. So it's been a great check and balance system for us. But you know, we put such a large emphasis on taking care of all of our interactions with candidates. It's really important.
Yeah, I was going to say something like that probably is a great basis for building your culture and letting your team know, hey, this is of utmost importance to us. And so everything that you do needs to be focused on this. So have you guys built your culture around that?
Yes. And, you know, the culture is treating others, you know, with the platinum rule, treat others the way they want to be treated, but treat them with respect. Because, again, you know, our reputation is everything to us. And a bad review can devastate a culture, a company. And I don't think everybody realizes the impact of those reviews. And sometimes you can't do anything about them, you know, especially things that come from Yelp. You have very little control over what happens with that. So, you know, your reputation is everything. We sell our services based upon how our clients talk about us. And so I think that it's really critical that everybody in every interaction, you know, is taken at the highest level. We recognize our team members. And the other thing about reviews is that when people are looking at our firm as an employer of choice, and when they're looking at, should I work for Horizon Hospitality, where's the first place they're going to go for to find that out? All right. It's going to be on Glassdoor. Yeah. I mean, so we've got to make sure that we're taking care of the people that we have in our current team, and that's really by embedding a culture that, you know, the analogy, work hard, play hard. We work hard. This is obviously an industry that has its challenges and its ups and downs. And so I think one of the keys is keeping things light and having fun while you're at work. And so our culture is, it revolves around a lot of incentive contests, a lot of team incentive contests. At the end of the year, one of the event that everybody looks forward to the most is we have a holiday auction where it's an incentive contest where you earn points based on performance criteria. And at the end of the quarter, we go out and purchase about $3,000 worth of holiday gifts. And we have a live auction. And based on your points, which translate into dollars, people bid on these gifts. And it's like a holiday party, holiday auction. I'm the auctioneer, which is pretty cool. and it's just a lot of fun. So everything we do is striving for creating a culture where not only we're going to, you know, enjoy each other's company, but also make sure that we're building something that's sustainable and that's going to grow. And we've been very fortunate. We have very low turnover. We provide excellent training and education and resources. And it's all about learning. There's always ways to improve what you're doing, and we've got to be at the cutting edge of that.
You mentioned the bad reviews, and probably the number one question we get from our clients when it comes to reputation management is, uh-oh, I have a bad review. What do I do? Do I ignore it? Do I delete it? Do I, you know, approach it head on? What's your process internally there at Horizon when a bad review does come up online?
Well, I think it depends on where it's coming up because, you know, there's some thought process that you don't want to respond to a review, especially on Yelp. I mean, my whole, you know, the culture we've created is that we want to make sure we're aware of when we fail and make sure that we address those internally and externally. So, it's more related to where the review is to determine the next step. I mean, I'm more into being proactive and hitting it head on. But again, you know, it could get into a war online of somebody says something about you, you say something back. I mean, it's really hard to determine what the best course of action is. I think what you want to do as a employer is that you want your positive reviews to, be much greater than any negative reviews you have. Because everybody, I mean, you're not perfect and everybody's going to get a negative review from time to time. But if it's just one, you know, negative review of many positive reviews, it's not as big of an impact.
Yeah. We've talked a lot here today, and we've talked a lot over the past 2 years on this podcast about the candidate experience and finding great candidates and how difficult that can be right now. But are you experiencing, or are you seeing a shift from more candidate-focused marketing to now more client marketing? And is the kind of playing field evening out a little bit in terms of your focus on marketing?
In our business, I don't think much has changed for us. We've always been heavily focused on client marketing. Because of the avenues candidates have and job seekers have now, and because of our personal, our reputation, our brand awareness, and the strength of our online presence, we receive hundreds of candidate resumes each day that continues to build our database. So we don't have to put as much of a emphasis on the candidate-focused marketing. I think the client marketing, because the majority of our searches are engaged or retained searches, it's always a little bit more challenging because our competitors typically are contingency-based firms, and clients, when they hear about retained or engaged searches, it takes a little bit more selling effort. So our focus is a little bit more client focused on marketing than candidate focused.
Yeah, and you mentioned, you know, the competitors, and I'm wondering, you know, we see this so often in the staffing industry where, you know, all staffing firms start to sound the same and they're all giving the same message and we have the best people. Well, you know, so does eight of your other competitors down the street. So what are you doing to keep Horizon ahead of your competitors?
Yeah, and that's true. I mean, a lot of the stories sound the same. Everybody's saying the same thing. So what we do internally to differentiate ourselves, and this is unique for a direct hire firm and not so unique for a contract staffing firm, is that we have two components of our business. We have a business development team and we have a recruiting team. Our business development team does nothing but go out, prospect, close, negotiate, and our recruiting team does nothing but recruit, work with the client, you know, present candidates, set up interviews. So separating those two functions out to us, in my opinion, is a huge competitive advantage, because it's always been challenging to find someone for our team that can do both very well. So consciously and strategically, we went and we separated out those functions. And again, the relationship that we have with our clients and candidates is much stronger as a result. So the other competitive advantage that we have, and fortunately we're part of, and I mentioned this earlier, the Sanford Rose network of offices, and Sanford Rose is the ninth largest search firm in the world. They have an abundance of resources, tools, training, coaching that we would have never received if we were a solo operator. We're the only hospitality firm within that network, and there's about 100 companies that are part of that. So that really gives us an up in terms of our advantages and the tools and resources we have at our disposal.
You mentioned the separate teams, and I'm always curious, how do you keep them together and focused and not butting heads? I know in the past, you know, sales and marketing have always been separate and they always haven't gotten along. But, you know, how does the recruiting team and the business development team, how do you keep them both on track and both focused on, you know, your end goal there?
Yeah, and that's really it, you know, keeping focused on the end goal. You know, in the restaurant industry, there's always that relationship between the kitchen and the service staff. Mm-hmm. You know, they're pointing fingers at each other. They're blaming each other. Mm-hmm. You know, and I've experienced that. We have our share of challenges, no doubt. But I think if you stay focused on the bigger goal and what your vision and mission is for the company, and address every question and answer and treat every client with that mission in mind, I think you're only going to succeed. And so, you know, when those challenges come up, you know, we have to go back to what our goal is and what our mission is and how we're going to build our business. And as I said, it's not always perfect, and we have our share of challenges. But, you know, for us, it's worked out well. And, again, staying focused on the big picture and working together as a team and enjoying each other's company, I think it breaks down barriers that other companies may have.
Yeah, and I think it goes back to what we were talking about earlier, too, about the culture, about having that very clearly defined culture, very, very clearly defined goals, so that everybody knows what their part is in that culture and in those goals.
Absolutely.
Before we let you go, I know, as I mentioned, you're the former president of the Missouri and Kansas Search and Staffing Association, and I know a lot of our clients, we've worked with a lot of state associations. I know how important they are, but if you could just talk a little bit about, you know, what your view is of state associations and why they're important and why really more staffing firms should be active in their state associations.
Absolutely. And for the first 8 years of my career, when I started our firm, I had no access to the outside world. I was working within my four walls and you know, having successes and failures, and never knew really if I was doing the right thing. And at one point, somebody invited me to an event for the Missouri and Kansas Search and Staffing Association, and I went. I met some other search firm owners that, you know, were in completely different industries than me, because my industry is somewhat unique. And I started to talk to them about problems and challenges they were having, and I was shocked and how many of the same challenges I was experiencing that they had. And the more I talked to the search firm owners, the more I came out of my four walls, out of my shell, so to speak, and started to learn about what the industry offered and the different elements of education that I was missing out on. Honestly, I didn't even know they existed. And so for a nominal, I think the membership fee is like $200, it's nominal, you have exposure to other search firm owners, other members in our industry that you can learn from, network with, brainstorm with. And to me, that was invaluable. And that's when everything started to take off. Because again, I was shocked at some of the things I was doing, that I was doing them right. Because I had no idea if there was no benchmark for me. I was just doing what I thought was right. So I think it's incredibly important that everybody, from an educational standpoint, embraces their local chapters and becomes part of them. Not only part of them, but becomes active. And the more I got involved with the association, the more, you know, I wanted to get involved in it, and eventually became president, and we started some new strategic initiatives. So it was a really great experience for me.
Yeah, and I like what you said about not only just being a member, but also being active. And we go to a lot of different state associations. We get asked to speak, and I know one of the frustrations among the board of directors of the state associations is many companies just send their owner and don't send a lot of their staff. And I think they're really missing out, because it's really your new staff. Your people have only been with you for a few months or a few years that really get the most benefit out of these certain events in these state associations.
Right. Yeah, I think that goes back to the culture your company has. You know, are you a culture that is more a hierarchical culture where I'm the CEO and you know, everything comes through me? Or do you want to be more of an entrepreneurial style where everybody has input in the future success of the company? And I think that sometimes owners, there's tremendous value if you leverage the knowledge base of everybody you have. And I think, yeah, you're really missing the boat if you don't send your team members to these, because it's they'll value the extra education, and that your investment in them, you know, is worthwhile, and they'll hopefully have a couple good takeaways that you could implement and you know, achieve greater revenue at your own company.
Absolutely. He is Scott Samuels, CEO of Horizon Hospitality. If you'd like to find out more about them, you can go to horizonhospitality.com. Scott, can't thank you enough for sharing all of your expertise from the search industry, and thank you so much for being a guest this week.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
My big thanks to Scott Samuels there from Horizon Hospitality. It's kind of funny sometimes when you have an idea of where you want to go with these interviews, and it winds up going in a bit of a different direction. You know, I originally wanted to focus on, you know, Horizon being in that niche, in that hospitality niche, but we started talking about testimonials and, you know, their success with Canada testimonials is so great that I really wanted to talk more about that. And you can actually see for yourself, if you go to their website, horizonhospitality.com, and go to Canada testimonials, you'll see that they have almost 800 reviews on their website. Just a great success story of building that online reputation. And that's so important too. You know, 88% of customers and candidates trust online reviews. And if you want to break that down even further, 90% of people report that reviews help them determine the quality of a local business. So your online reputation is so important, especially in this service type of industry that we're in. So, you know, give a cheap plug. We do have a great online reputation management product. You can check it out at HaleyMarketing.com to see what that's all about and see everything that's included there. But it's just a really great way to build your online reputation and build that level of trust. When candidates are looking for a staffing firm, a recruiting firm to work with, and they see that 800 of their contemporaries have reviewed your company, that goes a long way. So very important to build up that online reputation. That'll do it for us this week on Secrets of Staffing Success. Again, my thanks to Scott Samuels for Horizon Hospitality, horizonhospitality.com if you want to check out more about them. And if you'd love to check out more of Secrets of Staffing Success, which I hope you do, you can find us on all the usual places, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, the podcast app on your Apple device, as well as HaleyMarketing.com, where you can find all of our past interviews and every episode of Insights with Brad Biley and Matt Lozar. That'll do it for us. We'll talk to you next time on Secrets of Staffing Success.